Next is Litoria raniformis, the green and golden frog or growling grass frog. This frog is considered to be in decline in Tasmania, with numbers decreasing significantly since the mid-1970s. This is the largest of the Tasmanian frogs, with females sometimes reaching 10 centimetres or more. It is one of only two frog species in Tasmania that bask, the other being the Burrows tree frog. It does this amongst debris in and on the edge of ponds. Despite being a tree frog, it spends most of its time close to the ground and has a preference for well-vegetated water bodies. These frogs are not seen often, they're more often heard, either calling or making a distinct plop as they dive into the water. They have a relatively pointed head and a distinct green mid-dorsal stripe, which is visible in both light and dark colour phases. In the light colour phase, the frog is a lime green colour with variable gold to black markings. Males will call from the water day and night. Eggs are laid from October to December in shallow water in a mat which later sinks to the bottom of the pond. Tadpoles can exceed 10 centimetres in length, and earlier records have suggested that metamorphosis takes up to 15 months to occur, but local observations indicate that it takes 2 to 5 months, with 2 to 3 months being typical. Metamorphlings take 2 years to reach sexual maturity, and adults can live 20 years or more under good conditions.